Hey, we're back here on Downtown on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, last day of the month of May. Well, it's a big night, another Zone Radio movie night going on tonight to celebrate. Boy, a lot of buzz about this new movie, Carrie, The Boogeyman.
Yeah, a lot of people very excited. My wife called in, you know, the favors to get herself a seat at it. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be a movie night without the guy who's joining us here in studio, our friend, the very talented artist, Glenn Chadbourne. Glenn, thanks for coming by.
Well, I thank you.
You're set to go to the movies tonight, see what Steven's dreamed up?
I am set beyond, yeah. he's given it a good plug, so if he plugs something, I'm sure to be, I will not be let down.
Well, I watched the trailer. Yeah. You know, when the trailer's scary, that gives you a hint it's going to be pretty good.
I read a couple of reviews on it. They did a test audience, and people are jumping out of their seats, so, you know, that's good enough for me.
I like that. So we do that around here when Carrie walks in a room. Well, you were telling me, Glenn, you've been a pretty busy guy this year. What have you been up to?
I've been a busy bee. Two friends of mine wrote a trilogy series of the Bloodstained trilogy, and it was Chris Golden and Jim Moore, and they did them famous stories with vampires. Like the first one was Bloodstained Oz, so you went to Oz, you know, and the flying monkeys all had fangs and whatnot. And then they did Bloodstained Wonderland with Alice in Wonderland, and all those creatures were vampires. And the finale, which I just finished up, was Bloodstained Neverland with Peter Pan and all the crew. So I did that, and I've been working on a monstrous, huge graphic novel for Rich Chismar, who I believe is a friend of yours.
He sure is. Yeah, he's been on the show a bunch. He's great.
Yeah, Rich is a good soul. I've been working on that forever and a half. So
that's fantastic.
Looking forward to that between his writing and your art.
It's a haunted lighthouse story.
So for something like that, how many different pieces of art do you have to create?
Well, this is the thing, you know. I mean, because I got to eat too while I do it, and I don't want to keep charging the poor guy, so I have to do regular projects. But every, say, a given page of text is probably 3 or 4 pages of art to carry the story along with it. So it's quite an undertaking. I'm very, very proud of it.
Wow. And so is there an anticipated publication date for that yet?
Well, it should have been out by now. I should have it be publicly caned for not getting it done, but I would think it'd take another month or so for me to draw it, and then they'll have to add the text. And
I see from Facebook too, you've been doing a lot of contract work, so people reach out and say, hey Glenn, can you yes. create something from my anniversary, please?
Oh yeah, you know, that and deceased dogs.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of deceased portraits. I do it all, you know. I'm a blue collar artist.
And Carrie just brought this in the studio, and you've signed a copy of this. Tell us a little bit about the Stephen King catalog.
That's a friend of mine, Dave Hinchberger. He runs the Overlook Connection Press down in Atlanta. He's a good guy. He hires me to do quite a bit of art, and he puts together this thing. It's kind of a desk calendar, and that particular volume is a love letter to the original Carrie. He's got interviews in there from Adrian Barbeau and some of the cast.
That's great.
He's a good egg, and then he tries to kick back and throw a little money at the Haven Foundation. So, you know, he's a good guy.
That's awesome. Well, this is great. Man, oh, man.
So I'm busy. I stay busy.
That's thankfully. Good. Well, yeah.
Yeah, the talk of the station right now is the Boogeyman Dougie that you did.
Well,
that came out great.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
Dougie, yeah. Dougie rocks. What can I say, man?
Is that officially your? We call you Dougie's dad. Is that sound like the?
I'm sure there's some relation in there somewhere. He did drip out of my head after all. You know, it hurt. Closest I'll ever come from giving birth, I guess.
And look, I have to say right up front, I don't think it's fair for you to have more than one talent. So you're a great artist. And then I'm reading on your website a short story that you've created as well.
I do a few short stories. It's every once in a while I'll get an idea out of the blue. And, you know, I had one a while back, and I took a shower, and the entire story came to me. So, you know,
wow.
But, you know, I ain't going to quit my day job, but I have fun with it. So.
What scares you? Anything scare you still at this point in life?
the world we live in, well, maybe, yes, with government.
Yep, that'll do it.
all the hoopla that goes on daily. I find it's like living in surreal land, you know, but I stay grounded.
It's, what does it say about the state of the world when people look to horror for escape?
Yeah, and they certainly do. Yeah, it's mild in comparison. So.
Oh, man. Well, the movie's going to be terrific. So, interesting story here. I had a friend that I went to high school with, and he used to make movies. And this is back in the days when it was just a Super 8 camera, wow, back in the 70s. And he did a bunch of movies, and I was in a few. I think I directed one. And then when he went off to college, he majored in film. And he was one of the first people, I think, to get the right to do one of the Dollar Babies. And film that he directed was The Boogeyman.
Oh, really? I've seen it. Yeah, it's great.
It ended up on a VHS for a while.
And, you could rent it. Yeah,
Jeff Shiro from Bangor, Maine, who did that all those years ago.
I will have to recall it, see if I can punch it up. I'm sure you can still get it somewhere.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it. That was good.
I think that was his... His project, his senior project at NYU. Not bad.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those. I have not seen that one. I'll have to see if I can track it down myself.
Yeah, it's pretty well done. So what's coming up in the rest of the year for you? You've been busy for the first half. What's the second half?
Well,
like?
I want to finish, like I say, Rich Chismar's story. And then I'm also doing a horror story for Bentley Little, who Stephen calls the poet laureate of horror, Bentley Little. And Bentley wrote a book called DMV, and it's a horror story about the Department of Motor Vehicles.
That's redundant.
I'm doing 10 illustrations for that. And then I'm going to do another children's sort of softcore horror story for Brian Freeman. I did one before, the Little Zombie Who Cried Human, and this one is the fast zombie and the slow zombie, and it's the tortoise and the hare with zombies.
Oh, I love it.
And it's two separate little towns that have a road race. One town's name is Romero Land. So all the zombies are in black and white, like George Romero's movie, and the other is the fast zombie. They're in like the new remake of Dawn of the Dead. They can run.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. So,
yeah. Now, anybody that follows you on Facebook knows, but you also do a lot of stuff for different restaurants and businesses down in your area.
I do.
That not so much the horror. That's more often sort of seascape oriented, ocean oriented.
I have to be varied if I want to eat. I can't be a one trick pony. As much as I love the horror genre, I do a lot of stuff for restaurants, pubs. You know, you name it.
How are things in the beautiful mid-coast area?
Things are lovely. It's absolutely perfect weather, and we've got the gardens planted, and they're creeping up like the lady with green fingers, you know? So
nice.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's picture postcard Maine, you know? The tourists are starting to flock in, and so we know our way around.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, you can go to Glenn's website, glennshadbourne.com, and keep up to date on everything he's doing. Follow him on social media as well. And if you're headed over tonight to the movie night, you'll get a chance to see Glenn in person. And maybe you brought something along. He can sign some of his artwork for you. That would be pretty cool.
Hey, more than happy to, man.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
And Carrie's already making plans to spirit away some of your work that's here and make that part of his new home.
I don't think we're supposed to say that on the air, but there may be a piece or two that is currently in my office that makes its way to my New Orleans office.
If you want to cart me down to New Orleans, I'll happily do a mural on your wall. It's all right. I love it.
You have, as Rich and Bruce and everybody here has a standing invitation. That's when we bought a house that having a mother-in-law was an important part for us, so we could have people come down and hang out with us. Yeah. We're going to be in enough culture shock. We need some New Englanders to come down occasionally and remind us.
It's a great town. I spent 10 days there, and that was enough for me.
I think we should all go at the same time, Carrie, and really make it a party.
We'll do a Yankee takeover of New Orleans.
There we go.
Yeah, like the British invasion, right?
The Battle of New Orleans all over again. Glenn, great to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Always a pleasure to see you guys. I love you very much. I love the station. And, you guys are the greatest rock station in the galaxy.
Well, enjoy the movie tonight and give Dougie our best.
I will indeed. Thank you very much.